This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Hello, Sam.
Kia ora tātou.
Yes. Here he is. He's on the phone, everyone. He's here.
I'm here. It's good to be back. It's been a few weeks.
It has been a few weeks.
Yeah, and I thought, well, we'd come back with an absolute bang.
Yes, we will. This is a great one.
It is, and I've been singing a lot in the press for the last week, so it's been on people's minds. The Fugees, of course, the score, which is turning 25.
Yes.
1996, and us people from that era, us kids growing up, definitely would remember this on the radio, music, TV.
Yeah. I think it shaped me as a person. Like,
fuck, don't you just love when music does that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk a bit about their origins. They formed in 1992 in New Jersey. Lauryn Hill and Pras Michael met at school, and they were later joined by Wycliffe Jean, of course. And they initially went under the name Translator Crew, but when they signed to their label in 1993, they changed their name to Fugees, which was taken from the name Refugee, which at the time was kind of used in a derogatory way to refer to Haitian Americans.
Mm.
Wycliffe Jean and Pras both have Haitian heritage. And in fact, Wycliffe Jean is actually from Haiti. And they released their debut album, Blunted on Reality, in 1994. Didn't really go anywhere, sold very few copies, but their label didn't give up on them. They decided to give them another chance, and they gave them an advance sum of money to record their second album, The Score. So in 1995, they went back into the studio, and this time they had complete artistic control. They self-produced this record, and it resulted in, I guess, a more politically charged record, a record that was very much rooted in Caribbean and sort of reggae influences, I guess you could say.
Mm.
And the production also featured a mix of live instrumentation in the studio, scratching, sampling, and it kind of fitted the mold of, I guess, where alternative hip-hop was at the time in the mid-90s. It sounded quite different to the more commercial mainstream hip-hop, which was still quite, I guess, rooted in G-funk and just the stuff that, you know, Tupac and Biggie were doing. This was quite different to that. It had their kind of unique flavor, which they put on it. And you'll hear it in the songs that we play today. They're all quite different to a lot of what else was happening at the time. So I thought we'd start with the track Ready or Not.
Yes.
Now, this was a massive hit worldwide, top 10 in 14 countries, including New Zealand. The chorus is based around a classic Delphonic song, Ready or Not, Here I Come. And it also contains a sample of an Enya track, actually.
Is it?
Bodicea.
I never knew that. Enya,
yeah. And Enya actually nearly sued them because they had they used it without her permission.
Naughty Enya.
But thankfully, they managed to avoid being sued by Enya. And, the result is this really cool track.
Amazing. Okay, well, here's Ready or Not by the Fugees, our anniversary album of the week.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk awake.
Yeah.
Those who come relate know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course, when get the up and on their horse. I kick a rhyme, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Yo, I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. In some vortex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgie and Bess. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with some witch's brew if you do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be Nina Simone and defecating on your microphone.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you. You can't run away from these styles I got, oh baby, hey baby, cause I got a lot, oh yeah, and anywhere you go, my whole crew gonna know, oh baby, hey baby, you can't hide from the bag, oh no.
Ready or not, refugees taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, true lies, do or die. Toss me high, only puff fly with my poop from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm Cassius Clay.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Yo, nobody.
Gonna find you.
Was Ready or Not by the Fugees. Our anniversary album of the week is The Score from 1996, and I'm here with Sam Smith.
Hi. Yeah, I'm just when I was listening to that, I was thinking, isn't it just a blessing if you're a group and you've got the multi-talented Lauryn Hill in your group?
The multifaceted, like, multi-talented Miss.
Multifaceted. She can rap. Lauryn she can Hill. Sing.
She was already famous before she did this group as well.
Yeah. Like, she was on that famous Nas track, If I Ruled the World.
Yes, and she was also in Sister Act 2, which was a pivotal film in my life.
Thank you for talking about that. Thank you.
She was an amazing actress.
Yeah. So the next track we're going to play is Fuji La, and this is the lead single from the record. It remains their highest-selling single, selling 500,000 copies in the US alone. And the chorus is based on a sample of the Tina Marie track, Ooh La La.
Ah.
Yeah, and it's just a classic song from the period. Yeah, banger.
Well, if you've got anything to say about the Fugees, text them 5395. I'd love to hear from you. 95BFM.
We used to be number 10. Now we permanent in one. In the battle, lost my finger. Mike became my arm. Pistol nozzle hits your nasal. Blood becomes lukewarm. Tell them, come on, be easy now. Squeeze this summer. Test why cleft. See that flesh get scorned. Beats so bad, make you feel like you ain't wanting to be born, John. Tell your friends, they the hell out of my lord. Chicken George became dead George. Stealing chicken from my farm.
Yeah.
Another dead pigeon. If you're my theosis, then I'm bringing all hate to Sicilian. Nobody shoot me. My body's made a hand grenade. Girl bled to death while she was tunkus in the razor blade. That sounds sick, maybe one day I'll write the horror. Blackula comes to the ghetto. Jackson Acura. Stevie Wonder sees crack babies. Be killing enemies in their own families. I'ma get them come, you know what we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got the rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gucci's for Gucci's and Lucci. Find me in my Mitsubishi, eating sushi, bumping Fuji's. Hey, 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 try to take the crew and we don't play, play. Say, say, like Paul McCartney, not hardly on. Look it up, I can see right through your bluff. Niggas huffing, they huff, but they can't handle us. We bust, cause we fortified, I could never hide. Secretly hot, ride with cold cheese, died. I'm twisted, that twisted by some other Negroes. Don't we move my polos on the first episode. Shouldn't just refugees and the whole sound set booty and half a respect jersey, cause I'm super fly when I'm super high on the Fuji line.
Sit 90 degrees underneath palm trees, smoking BDs as I burn my calories. Brooklyn rooftops become Brooklyn TPs. Who that be? Enemy, wanna see the death of me. From Hawaii to Hawthorne, I run marathons like Ujjwakon. I'm a true champion like Farrakhan. Reads his daily Quran. It's a phenomenon, lyric facts like Ramadan.
What's going on? Over getting come, you know what we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I gotta run. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mosiah. What's going on? Armageddon come, you know what we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I gotta run. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mosiah.
We gotta get our family together, man. You know, we gotta get organized. We just can't be out here, you know, high and smoked up and whatever. We gotta get our stuff organized. Whatever we gonna do.
All right, so what you've already noticed is that quite a lot of the Fugees tracks have some kind of like interlude between them. So like the whole album kind of flows as one thing. But unfortunately we can't quite fade as seamlessly because we're only playing three songs from the track, which would have been very difficult for you, Sam.
I know, I had a tough decisions to make. What was I going to play?
I got a text in as well. Someone who I suppose wasn't around when it first came out first heard the Fugees on Zach Galifianakis's comedy special, live at the Purple Onion. Yeah, and they've only just realised that it was the Fugees playing, which is pretty cool.
That's cool.
So it's got like a second life in the comedy realm as well.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So let's talk a bit about how this album was received. It was a big hit commercially and critically. It was number one in 9 countries, including the United States. It's gone on to sell 20 million copies worldwide, which is insane. You just don't see records selling that many albums anymore. critics loved it. Entertainment Weekly said it was a smooth, well-produced rap album that didn't have Dr. Dre's fingerprints all over it.
Oh, right.
A little dig at Dr. Dre there. Other people called it warm and intimate, beautiful and funny, and a panoramic soundscape.
Wow.
Very nice. And the success translated into a Grammy nomination for Album of the Year, and it also won 2 Grammys, Grammy win for Best Rap Album and Best R&B Performance by a Duo or Group. It was also ranked as one of the Albums of the Year I counted about 18 music publications. So as you can see, critics absolutely loved it. Subsequently, it's gone on to be considered a bit of a 90s classic album in hip-hop for sure. Both Rolling Stone magazine and Q magazine named it one of the best albums of the 90s. And it was also included in Source magazine's top 100 rap albums.
Amazing.
So, after the success of this record, though, the group kind of disbanded for a few years to focus on solo projects. Obviously, Lauryn Hill had amazing success as a solo artist with Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, which...
You've done for anniversary albums as well.
Yeah. And that particular album actually was the first ever album, rap album, to win an album of the year at the Grammys as well.
Right.
So big deal. They got back together in 2004 and did a farewell tour, I guess you could say, that lasted until 2006. But they haven't done anything together since then. There's no real sign, I guess, of any new activity. As the Fugees at this stage, they've kind of got other things going on. I think Wyclef Jean even ran for president of Haiti.
Yes.
At one stage. Yeah, he's big into his like politics and his activism, I guess you could say.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it remains to be seen if they ever get back together. Who knows?
Well, I imagine if it went so well the first time, it might just be like they just moved on to other pastures, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, Lauryn Hill, she's only ever put out that one album.
Mm.
So, yeah, people always go on about how she's never done anything else.
But, I mean, isn't it better to have a quality thing rather than just
true.
High volumes?
Very
of
true.
I mean, think of, you know, U2 or something.
Yeah, well, exactly. Some people just release albums every year and it doesn't really matter if it's not very good.
Yeah. You got to have some soul in it, I guess.
Exactly.
And that's why I really like the Fugees.
Yeah, damn right. So I thought, on an appropriate note, we should finish with one of their big, big songs, which is actually a cover. Killing Me Softly, of course, which is originally by Roberta Flack. And this was just a number one hit everywhere, blew everything out of the water. Probably the song they're most remembered for, I guess.
Yeah.
And it also won them the Grammy Award for Best R&B Performance by a duo or group. So, success.
Success. That's what we
it
want.
It is a good version as well. A good version.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, good to be celebrating Black Excellence with you today.
Yes.
And
yeah, man.
And to the listeners, thank you very much for texting in and enjoying the Fugees. Guess hopefully I'll be seeing you next week.
Oh, I hope
depending
so.
Depending on the levels. But yeah, stay safe and stay well, Sam.
All right, and
thank
cheers,
you very
everyone.
Much.
Ciao.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
This is why Clef Refugee cries well. Little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this roast, I got my girl L. One time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes.
One time.
Killing me softly with this song, killing
but he just kept right on strumming my pain with his fingers,
one time.
Singing my life with his words,
two times.
Killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Everybody got a breaking point, kid, and they'll rat on you. The family niggas will rat on you.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.